Facebook can be a very confusing realm.
And we agree with you on that. It's very confusing, considering we're all making up how to use it all the time, always, and no one has told us how to use it.
And that's why we have this podcast for you. Go to Help Podcast helps you navigate the pitfalls of social media behavior.
Yeah, don't do stuff wrong. We have someone on the show, his name is my co-host, and he shows you he does everything wrong. I mean, that's what I think, and I think he does everything wrong, and we take turns hosting the show, and like one week it's about how Deepu is wrong about using Facebook, and the next week it's about, Deepu admitting how wrong he is about using Facebook. It's lots of different episodes.
Yeah, and sometimes there's an episode about how serious you fucking handle everything, so...
Well, am I? You're pretty serious too, Mr. Grumpy Pants.
I don't know.
This is where... And listen to the comedy happening already. We're going to take turns telling you how to use Facebook and social media caringers the way you want. If you don't know what a caringer is, listen to the show. You might hear the explanation, but you also might have picked up that it's a word I made up. And that is what it is. I made it up. So don't listen. Do listen. But don't expect... that.
Go to hell. This episode is brought to you in part by FireFan. Download the app. It is the best way to play bar time trivia with your friends and celebrities. Join our league, Haley's a Dog, and play with us this weekend.
I don't know what I want to do for the intro. I think I have like a classic sort of... I was going to do one of Mike's classic rants, but wait, can we instead just start off with nothing to do with Facebook? Would you do a bit with me?
Sure.
So the bit is, I've tried this with a bunch of people and I'm trying to get someone to get it. It's like, the bit is, I'm a person who's never heard of rushing and you're being polite trying to be in a rush, but I've literally never heard of rushing.
I'm trying to be in a rush. You've never heard of rushing.
I've never heard of rushing.
Okay, and I can just be in a hurry to do whatever I choose?
Yeah. Let's say we're on like a staircase or something. You know what I mean? It's a crowded staircase.
Okay. And I'm just walking past you or trying to.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh, it's fine. I don't mind you using the staircase with me. Just walk at my same pace, and everything will be fine.
Everyone should move through. Hey, sir, why are you telling me to go slow? My mom is dying.
What do you mean, go slow?
My mom is dying. Do you not understand?
Okay.
I have the medicine.
And what are you a doctor?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how you being there before now.
I think you
help.
Clearly understand me being there earlier having an impact
what is
on
earlier?
This person's life.
Listen, you can't get anywhere faster than as fast as I'm going.
But there's no harm in trying to be somewhere faster.
I don't understand. Okay. I'm walking at this pace. What's wrong with this pace?
Right. Well, we're walking at this pace. We are both walking at the same pace.
It's a very long staircase, I just want to point out.
Yeah, I mean, we work in Manhattan. We knew the score coming in.
In a cave in Manhattan? Okay, so we're all going. What's wrong with my pace?
Okay, well, first of all, we both are walking the same pace because this staircase is so packed, right? We are just packed in like sardines right now.
I've heard of sardines. I'm following that aspect of this.
Okay, yeah. So we're packed in. So that's why I'm here even talking to you, because I am dying. Oh, I'm just Mrs. Darrell.
No, I thought your mother was dying.
But I'm dying to see her. That's a figure of speech. That you don't have to take that literally.
Okay, I won't.
Have you ever needed someone there for you sooner than expected?
Never. I think people, certainly sometimes people arrive very untimely, but there's nothing you can do about that. There's one speed of walking, and I've never heard of any other idea than the idea that I wouldn't walk. Everyone else walks the pace I'm walking. Certainly everyone behind me does.
Am I to get this right? You don't understand the concept of being in a rush.
That last word you said just sounded like you hit a bunch of meatballs. I don't know. I've literally never heard that word before.
Okay.
All I know is I arrive places when I'm supposed to.
Okay.
And I don't.
Let me ask you a question.
You're being very rude. The idea of me changing how I walk so you can get somewhere faster.
You know what? This is more like a two birds, one stone thing. I'm going to fix your brain and I'm going to save my mom's life in the fucking
same day. Wow, it's like an episode of a TV show. I'm excited.
Yeah, okay, I got a hypothetical for you. You understand hypotheticals, buddy?
Don't talk down to me and slow down.
All right.
You're going to hurt yourself if you walk any faster than me. Okay? All right. So just calm down.
Let's just say you have a flight to catch, right? You're a very important flight to catch.
I arrived there 1 week before the flight.
But so, no, you don't arrive.
I do. Have you ever seen that movie Terminal?
Love that movie.
Yeah, that's what I do. I hang out. I meet people. I wash my hair in the sink.
Uh-huh.
I sleep on the little baby changing station.
So
it's great.
Not only do you not understand the concept of hurrying up, you don't.
Again, you... a sack of meatballs hitting a bucket of ice. I don't understand what that was at the end there, but go on.
Dude, I'm so... So why are you so early to things? Why are you a week early? Are you afraid of being late?
Early, I understand. I'm never late because everyone moves at my pace and I have very little things to do.
You know what? I think you got me. I think I understand your position completely.
Thankfully, we're getting to the top of the staircase and I won't have to... What, are you going to run off like some sort of Usain Bolt?
Yeah.
Are you in a race?
I don't understand. In a race to save someone's life.
How do they know who wins?
They know from the cameras. There's a camera at the finish line.
But what means winning?
Being
they all
first.
Got there.
The guy who's there
too
first.
Fast. They got there too fast, quite frankly.
Let me ask a question. Who in that race is on time?
Me.
No.
Because I'm not hurting myself. They get hurt. They look like they're very sweaty. I've never been sweaty getting somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that is a competition solely based around the idea of being somewhere early. So you should resonate with those guys completely.
Hilarious. But I think there are people like this in the world who just literally don't know what rushing is. And when you say, move the fuck out of the way, they're like, what? I don't get it. Bring in the show.
This is Go to Hell Podcast, Omega Saga, Mike Edition Delta.
Gamma should be, right?
Oh, right. Gamma. Sorry. And this is our theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Wonderful. I like it when we get to, I think we're going to get to do more comedy-ish things this episode. I think I need your perspective on stuff more for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let a lot of the things you said last episode flutter away.
Yes, I'm always counting on that because I say some pretty atrocious things. I'm glad you're moving
interesting
on.
Interesting week in Facebook. First of all, let's lead the top of the show with I set up a contest in my comments section to see who had the best Facebook, and overwhelmingly, my Facebook hero, Bobby Bronson, won by a mile. So I'll be creating a trophy, and I think we'll be giving this out at intervals. Well, it might not always be best page. There might be other contests, but I'm going to build a trophy this week, and we're going to send a little cup to Bobby Bronson, whose fans came out in droves to defend him.
Can I ask, like, what people liked about his Facebook?
I want to say, listen. It takes a lot. You have to say some really smart stuff to get like a shout out on the show. If you said something that we comment on in Letters to the Predators or whatever, or something on my page, Bobby Bronson is my Facebook guru. You have to like, you have to hear his whole history. First of all, his name isn't Bobby Bronson because years ago, someone stole his identity on the internet. He is one of the demagogues of Facebook. It really is great. I was really hoping he would win, and in true form, all of his fans came out and just like he. I mean, I've talked about him before on the show. I've talked about when I steal stuff from him, just because I think he's really good at using it.
Wait, you steal from this guy? What do you?
I've said on the show I stole the survey thing. I stole from Bobby Bronson, who puts stuff out where, and that's why it's now so popular because people couldn't put their finger on why Bobby Bronson had so many posts, so many good likes, and I took his idea of
doing surveys,
but he would do it for like drawings. And
right. I've noticed that is picking up that gets a lot of traffic. Anyone just putting a survey out there, I think you've stumbled upon something.
Stumbled upon. I'll take credit. That was me, dog. I came into this scene of a boring scene because we're going to talk about comedians today, and we're going to have to. I think we need to do a whole saga on comedians. but I came onto a scene of boring comedians who have stopped making jokes on the internet, which is a whole other issue. There's this comedian culture of Facebook, a Facebook culture of comedians, where no comedians make jokes. It's just that they're the least funny people on the internet. I put out this idea of doing surveys, and I'm claiming 100% credit. The reason people started doing that is because of me. It's because of me, because I found a technique that works.
Yeah, but
there's no reason for me to be modest.
You know what? I'm happy for you, buddy. Take all the credit you can. Good for you. You're trying to take credit for surveys right now, which is crazy to me. Crazy.
I'm not saying it's a grand accomplishment, and I also said I stole it. I don't think Facebook is like my be all end all of my creative endeavors.
All right. Well, I'm as long saying. As you're owning up to that too, I'm fine with that. So.
Here's the thing, is that I think Facebook. And this is the part I wanted to pull you in on. Like, last week I used this term that I think people might have misunderstood. I said, my internet.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is going to sound like hippie-ish and very left-fieldy, but...
Sort of like my body, my problems, or whatever that expression is?
I don't know. I think you've put confusion on top of confusion. I was going to say that, like, when I go on the internet, I think that I'm good at being on social media. I think I'm being so modest, you are listening to the episode. I think I'm good at podcasts because I think when I imagine myself doing things involving the internet, I feel myself on it. I don't see myself as like posting something. I feel as though I'm there and like I'm in the internet walking around.
Yes.
So when people just start talking horse shit, it's not like I've seen a newspaper article that I think is horse shit. It's like you came up to me in the street and started talking horse shit to my face.
Can you give an example?
I mean, just, okay. Like, people will post stuff on they'll say opinions on Facebook, and I'll, like, ask them about it. And in most cases,
you do a lot of that,
buddy.
And you do that a frightening amount. Like, it's kind of draining. And no offense, like, our friendship or our partnership not affected in any way, but... Anytime I post anything, like, you do post two replies, and it causes, like, a weird effect.
That someone's engaging with you? The world in which you people are living in is, like, that someone just says a thing, like, it's like being in a room of three different, of like a time rift where everyone's having Thanksgiving dinner, but they're all doing different talking points at different intervals. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Someone's like, the turkey's good, and then, like, 3 minutes later, someone's like, thanks, I used a recipe. But by that point, that person's, like, on to, you know, oh, I'm really upset Sarah dropped out of school. Like, it's just all over the place. I don't understand why, like, when someone says something, and either I'm able to do it in a polite way, but I think that, like, someone says something, it's an opinion, it's like, I would like to ask you about your opinion. I'm not just going to let you shout shit at my face.
Right. It's just that when you go back into a post that happened like 3 days ago and be like, and you ask for like follow up, it's exhausting. You know, like
again. And when I say again, I'm not meaning I've said it in this episode before. I'm saying go back and listen to all the rhetoric of Mike Fallick's Religion of Facebook. Again, what are you expecting? What do you want from this?
What do I want from this? Okay, I think it's excessive for people to jump too far back into my timeline and try and post and read up on stuff on that. Just stay.
Why shouldn't you be expected to say something back to what you said?
Why shouldn't I'm not? It's just that's just not the norm. People usually don't do that. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. I'm uniquerous.
Mm.
I think you're talking about. I don't want to get into it, but I think you're referring to a recent experience where someone told me I was wrong about something I said about a cartoon, and I therefore challenged them to a nerd battle. That's a different exception. People shouldn't talk about cartoons in front of me. I'm going to get upset and talk too passionately. That's your fault, really. You should have known that.
Yeah, I think I literally wrote, like, come on, man, or something to that effect.
Here's the thing. Okay, I don't want to get into that. I really can't. I really can't. I can't do that. That argument right now.
Yeah, we're not going to do the whole thing.
I just don't know what. Again, I'm asking this question every week until people really think about it. Why are you on Facebook? Why are you there? What are you expecting of people?
It has just become. It's like looking at your watch. That's, you know, why do we need to know the time? Oftentimes we don't even need to know the time, but then we just look at Facebook a similar way. Are you laughing at me?
Yeah, I'm laughing at you. I'm hardcore laughing at you. Oftentimes, we don't need to know the time.
Yeah, there's plenty of times.
Certainly, but oftentimes, the time is incredibly useful.
And then
there's
oftentimes...
There's no time that I look at Facebook. It's like, did Jenny already post that picture of a bear? Oh, my God, I need to turn in my term paper. That's never happened. I'm just saying.
I would venture to say that people don't even know why they are on Facebook.
Yeah,
especially
I think that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah, especially people like myself who don't even feel like it's real. You know, does that give you permission to just say whatever you want? Kind of.
There you go.
Kind of.
You're living. You're not. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I genuinely think that I will be one of the people. I'm not being pretentious here, but I think if my career goes the way that I think it's going, I think I will be nominated for the singularity. I don't believe in the singularity, but I enjoy being on the internet. Like, I enjoy my time out there, and I see it as a reality, which, you know, all these people that you say you shouldn't respond to, all these people, whenever I actually have a real conversation with them, end up being more engaged with my page because I've treated them like a real person. You know, I didn't want to get into this right away, but like, I've seen myself as the saint of Facebook, and now I'm calling myself the sheriff, where I want people to play nice. I recently on Facebook had to like explain to people that there started to be some sort of, you know, turf war kind of crappy arguing, and I was like, hey, this is a place. I moderated it. I was like, this is a place for everyone to debate, and you can talk to someone and debate and disagree, and the reason or agree and in debate just disagree, because like, you'll refine your arguments and you'll just get to think a little bit, which I don't think people do all the time. And the thing that I want to press to everyone today, and this is what I want your opinion on, is that we've talked about the mechanics of Facebook, but let's talk about like a genuine just people mechanic. You know that if you win, quote unquote, an argument on Facebook, you lose. You the person is going to troll you.
That's true.
Meaning they're going to ruin your post you're going to have to manage. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to have to block them or they block you, meaning you've limited yourself to the amount of people you can be around.
You've created an enemy in the world who wants you harmed.
For no reason. Yeah. So when you win, like when you're like, I tore this person apart, you know, when people do that on Reddit, it makes sense because there's no – you can
it's
only
not names.
Get
– Yeah.
Yeah, there's no names, and you can only go up in Reddit. There is literally no penalty. Only your posts can get voted down, but that doesn't take anything away from you. Mm. So it's on Reddit, it's an only win game. Like, you can only win points on Reddit. Oh my God, I just found a nail in my pants that has apparently been in my pants all day.
Oh, geez.
So this shows you the intelligence of it's a big nail. I'm just saying, take all my advice with a grain
of
salt.
Wow, okay. That's a
but
scary
if you,
thought.
But
was
if
it
you,
like in your grundle? Where was it?
No, I'm wearing like these cargo shorts I wear when I know I'm not going to go – cargo pants that I know when I'm not going to go anywhere, like because they're junky and I can like get stuff on them. But there's a big nail in them. I've been sitting in it all day. Oh, man. That is scary.
yeah, I'm glad you found it, man. That's.
But this is what I'm saying is I'm not so fucking high and mighty that I think I need to talk about this philosophical statement and not interrupt it with how stupid I am.
Wait, so hold on. Was your plea to humility the fact you found a nail in your pants? Was that planned? Was it a
no?
Was it a planted nail in your pants?
Let me ask you a question. Do I look any more intelligent if I had planned? If what actually makes me look stupider? That I just left a nail in my pants, or if I was like, I know what I'll do. I'll hide a nail in my pants.
I don't know. Oh, wait. I just found a Nobel Peace Prize in my shirt.
Right. I could have done anything. I was like, but if I was going to fake hiding a nail in my pants, it's gone. You go, oh, it's just, it was one of those chocolate Nobel Peace Prizes they give out around Easter.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that you only make enemies. You lose if you win an argument. The person that wants to win an argument and doesn't want to just – is the day of civil debate done?
I think the day of civil debate died a long time ago, Mike. Way before the internet.
I don't think so. I think it died on the radio. I don't think so.
I think it died in Rush Limbaugh era when people just shouted over each other and the person
now
who shouted –
Now what era of Rush Limbaugh? I will say this, that there is some point at which these guys die. You know, all the guys that we hate now, mm-hmm. you and I know as radio fans, as big fans of radio, I don't want to get into politics, but those guys used to be dope.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys that we hate now, 20 years ago, had really reasonable, cool radio shows.
That's true.
And it's
and what will happen when they die is your question? There'll be a new class of boisterous assholes to take.
We shall build Orukai. I'm just imagining just Rush Limbaugh being choked by some giant pundit being scooped out of mud.
It would really help to know where Uruk-hai is from, but
oh, you suck. Boo.
Sorry.
It's a Lord of the Rings thing. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's hated Lord of the Rings. I hated the women that liked Lord of the Rings mainly.
I think you've literally insulted every nerd that's ever lived. I think every nerd on the planet just got insulted at once. I hate women who like Lord of Rings, and suddenly in a room somewhere, a door unlocks, and the nerd king comes out to strike deeper.
Let me rephrase that. Two people.
No!
Eight
no.
people. There are eight people that bothered me, and they were all females that loved Lord of the Rings. So there's something to be said.
I have to issue a redaction later to my mom because in our Thanksgiving episode, I forgot everything she cooked. But I talk about this with my mom all the time.
What's that,
because
Lord of the Rings?
When you hate the fan base of something, it makes it so hard to like it.
Absolutely.
And I think it ties back. Facebook is the epitome of that. Facebook is the epitome of you want to not like something or disagree with something because you don't like the person, or vice versa. You don't like the person because they've said an opinion. Like, opinions can just be opinions. It's weird. It's weird the way people react to this stuff.
Yeah, and it's like if you like anything, you are now the ambassador of that thing in perpetuity from now on.
Oh, I have to, you know, this is Michael's high and mighty section for sure.
You know what ruined Sega? You know what ruined Sega? The kids that liked Sega. They were not nice.
Well, okay. I don't.
Except for you.
You
like Sega.
If you want me to be on your
podcast,
if you want me to be on your game podcast, I will explain to you how the kids who like Sega had to put on a facade because the PlayStation and N64 kids made them feel like garbage. So they had to, you know, prison gangs evolved out of fucking these camps. But,
some other time.
I have to explain all the time when I do subject material that's like sensitive and has to do, if you're talking about sex things in the documentaries, if you're talking about religious stuff, mm-hmm. I will say to people all the time during the interviews, and I'm not ashamed of it, I'd be like, hey, I'm asking what your opinion is. Don't feel like you have to speak for every, you know, trans person. Don't feel like you have to speak for every Puerto Rican or whatever it is. You know, like that's something that I think is not on Facebook. People think that they're like, they're like, hello, it is I, savior of people who liked this macaroni and cheese store on Fifth Avenue. Join me, my peoples.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, like, at one point, am I not considered an ambassador of my, race or creed or whatever it is? Whenever people,
I will not. I don't want to speak for your race, but I will. You're not the ambassador. You're not going to get that letter.
I hope not, because some people.
Neither
just make,
of us are getting that letter.
I hope not. Well, you'd make a fine ambassador. You'd make a confusing, talk around in circles kind of ambassador. That I
would be good at that aspect of being an ambassador.
it's infuriating. Anyway,
I would be great at that. Hey, you know what? I think we're right at the middle of the show, so let's go into
Mike and Deepu Shat Your Shit.
So, we talk in playoffs.
Playoffs?
We talk in playoffs. Fire Fan is an app. So mm-hmm. it's you use it on a phone. That's what an app is. Not apps and certs from TGI Fridays. We've said this before. Fire Fan's an app where you get to predict things about the game and talk about football games and soccer games and all sorts of sports with celebrities. But again, last week we brought up on the show what a Raven is. I want to talk about something serious about the app. You know, I don't want to just talk about silly stuff like birds. You know, Deepu?
Of course not.
I don't think our advertisers would. Fire Fan's a great app. It's for football. They want us to talk about football. And, you know, we're getting up on the Super Bowl. Lots of predictions here. So here's my question, right? It's a real question. It's going to be about FireFan, okay?
Yeah, I mean, let me ask you, who you think is going to win next weekend?
Just some this quick is picks, okay. Guys. This question is germane to that. So can I ask my question first?
Sure.
Because I want to ask. Because I want to ask this and then get to that. If like the eagle is the national bird of America.
Uh huh. Okay? Yeah, that's right.
But like I think if you ask most Americans how big is an eagle, like 90% of them wouldn't know. How big is an eagle, Deepu?
They have.
Let's
I would
talk
say
height, and then let's talk wingspan.
All right, height. I'm gonna say 3 feet tall.
Okay. Talking bald eagle.
Yeah, and then wingspan end to end.
I'm googling this now.
I'm gonna say 10
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, wingspan end to end.
10 feet end to end, at least.
Right,
am I
wait,
close?
I'm looking it up because I've seen an eagle, but I don't fucking. I haven't seen an eagle that much. That's what I'm saying. It's
What's
like
your
it's
problem
a
with
bird.
Eagles being a mascot? It's just an eagle as a mascot. You don't need
Not
to know
as a
the
mascot,
dimensions
as
of
the
a thing.
National mascot. Who the fuck has ever seen a bald eagle? I've seen one at a zoo. Okay, wingspan is between 5 and 7.5 feet. How tall okay, is it so though? I want. Is there like a? Is there a feet to head length span? What's that?
I'm going to say 2.5 feet. 2.5 feet.
No, they're big. I think you're on with 3 feet. I think you were there.
So I guessed accurately how big the eagle was. So people know. People have seen it, like, when they watch a game, like, they bring in the eagle that flies around. At Eagles games, actually. People at Eagles games have seen an eagle.
That might be it, though. If someone hadn't named that team that, if someone hadn't named highly profitable team, the Eagles, who would ever see one? Like, who would ever see this animal?
I think I saw no, that was a falcon. Never mind.
Yeah, but why? It's a big bird. It's huge. I think 3 feet's right.
I've seen
I don't
Big
know
Bird.
Why. I've seen Big Bird. Big Bird is a better choice. It used to be turkey. That was what they were going to choose. Turkey's such a good choice. Or pigeon. I see pigeons. Even hawk.
Well, pigeons or turkeys don't really seem ferocious. This is for a football team, remember?
I'm talking about the American one.
Oh.
The only
turkey's
one that's
good.
For the Eagles there is because it's for America. Or no, are they? No, they're bald eagle on their uniform.
Anyway, I believe these questions would not be asked on the FireFan app, but they should use promo code Haley and join our league, Haley is a Dog, and play with us this weekend.
I can't believe you can't see the relation between this and the FireFan app. Obviously, this was all about what to do with football.
It's
Whoever sees a bald eagle, where the fuck do they live?
App. Beautiful app.
They are apparently everywhere.
Eagles?
Florida. I wouldn't have guessed that. Yeah. But not near like, oh my God, they don't live in any of the original 13 colonies. The fuck is going on?
Well, they
Why
are going
is this
extinct.
Our national bird?
They're going extinct, and it's not the climate up here isn't very good, and there's a lot of.
I could not think of a better reason to choose a new bird. There is nothing more ominous than a national symbol going extinct. I think we need a new one.
I think it's a lot of work.
Pigeons are doing great.
I think it's a lot of work to change your national bird. You got to do a lot
Why?
Of.
Why? Why would
of,
it be that? Why
it's
would
a ton
it be
of
that?
Reprints.
Why?
Ton of reprints.
I think it's one thing on Wikipedia. No, we can still keep them, print them on money and stuff. It doesn't matter.
Oh, now it doesn't matter. Says the guy who's made our only promo of the show about this issue.
I think that the people at FireFan understand where I'm coming from. Let's get back to the show. Okay. So, another big thing that happened on the Bobby Bronson Facebook debate as to whether Bobby Bronson had the... You should check out his Facebook. It's great.
Should I do it now?
No. You're working.
Yeah.
I will not say her full name, but this goes back to lying. Also, I'm going to send you a document while we're talking. This isn't about what I'm talking about, but I'm going to send it to you. A comedian was nominated on my page. I didn't know this comedian. They're not a New York comedian. But a one Miss Lieberman, and I won't say her last name, but I have reached out to her agency. I've reached out to her herself, and I've gotten no response on this issue. So we have no press response from them so far, but she posted a response to someone nominated her for like, this person has a really good Facebook, and we started talking to her, and what she was saying didn't make any sense. I'm sending you a different conversation here, Deepu, but what she was saying didn't make sense. And when I'm on the internet and someone doesn't make sense, I naturally, Deepu, what would you do?
I know what you would do, and I would do the opposite. I would just walk away and never thinking about it.
Well, they're on my wall, which, once again, Michael's perspective is you are welcome for posting on my wall. Uh-huh. You are welcome that I let you do that.
Yep.
So what do you think I do when I meet someone on the internet who's not making a ton of sense?
Investigate it thoroughly to the point of insanity.
I obviously gave her a Turing test. Do you know what a Turing test is?
The test to see if you're a robot or not, right?
Correct.
Right.
So she failed this Turing test. That's not what I sent you right now, but she failed this Turing test with flying colors. I've never seen someone fail a Turing test more than she did. She wrote this sentence that made no sense. She spelled sight wrong. She spelled it like seeing something. And I don't think she was – it was like, I'm on this flight as much as this sight. And like we were like, why does that mean you would win? And then I gave a Turing test, which I, of course, always give the one from Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave almost the same responses, like not knowing what it was. She gave like the same responses from the movie. If you don't know the movie Blade Runner, you'll know the reboot soon. Go fuck yourselves, Hollywood. I asked her, like, in the first scene of Blade Runner where he's interrogating a robot, I said, you're walking in the desert and you see a tortoise. What do you do? And she goes, I do stand-up comedy. What is this about? And I was like, no, what do you do about the tortoise? She's like, and then everyone in the chat is like, she's failing like, everyone's agreeing with me. Everyone's saying, like, she's failing a Turing test. I was like, well, obviously you're a robot. So I reached out to I won't say the comedian's full name, but Ms. Lieberman's people, and they have yet to respond as to whether or not she is a robot. So she might be a robot. But that's the point I'm making about my internet.
That is weird of her to not even address the tortoise part. Like, why not just answer that part of the question?
I don't know. I'm not a robot. I think in thoughts and emotions, not ones and zeros.
I wasn't able to access that. You had to grant me access to that document, by the way.
Fuck it. I'll just tell you what happened.
Okay.
So, but before we get to that, that's what I'm saying about my internet, is because we're going to get to the other side of it with the Deepu's thing, where I'm going to prove to Deepu that asking people about their opinions is better than just accepting things for face value, or letting things be, because you'll get more out of it. But the other part of my internet is no one's going to get away with shit around me, okay? Just today I was yelling at someone for posting a stupid product on their Facebook. Just this morning I was having – I mean, people just say wrong things, and it's not about being right all the time, but it's about let's Google this. Let's look this up. Let's at least go to Wikipedia. This is crazy, and like you can admit being wrong too. Like no one ever died from admitting they were wrong.
You know, I think you'd be a great member of the – Facebook hiring people to check if news stories are real stories, and it seems like this is a passion of yours.
I will talk about this for one sentence, because I don't like, we don't talk on the show about like sort of generic, like me and you got in a vague booking fight, but we don't like to talk about generic Facebooky things, you know what I mean? Stories like this.
Okay.
I've said it before, Facebook is a third party perspective. It is very far from the source. I don't believe anything that isn't from the source. That's what I was taught in fifth grade. I don't know why so many people forget these basic things. Why would you believe a source of a source through your friend? I mean, why would you believe it? It's not my fault if you're like, that stupid.
That's like because there's a credibility in seeing it in some sort of official presentation. You know, we see something on television, we believe it to a certain degree because we feel like it's been vetted.
But we're not talking about television.
No, I know, but I mean, that's how we were raised. You know, before, you know, Facebook came along, news stations are kind of like third-party sources too. They compile the information.
Of course,
And they shoot it your way, right?
But all I'm saying is, if you're getting it from Craig... Craig is not the source. Craig sharing someone else's article on another website, not even Craig's website, from another website entirely. I mean, come on, just use your logic. I'm not gonna investigate news stories. Go investigate them yourself. Stop changing your life based on Facebook, maybe.
It's a thought.
All right, so here's the I'm not going to tell you what happened because I didn't get this person's permission to say this. But somebody posted about a celebrity. They posted about Bobby Flay. So I think, just to show how flexible Facebook is, I start pretending I represent Bobby Flay. So I thought this person's story about this interaction with Bobby Flay was bullshit. So I start saying, like, do you have proof of it? And the obvious lie in these two – I mean, his story is probably a lie about meeting Bobby Flay, right? This person that posts this.
It's possible to meet Bobby Flay.
It's possible, but
it really depends what the story is.
Let's give it to me that it's also probable that I see it – the story is bullshit, right?
Yes, sure.
And a more obvious lie, though, in this scenario is someone from Bobby Flay's staff coming on Facebook and saying – I'll contact Bobby in the morning.
Yeah, that feels feasible too. And that's what you did.
I never said outright that I was like his manager or something. I was like, oh, I have his representation's number. Which is it's an obvious lie. I got this person to take down this story about Bobby Flay.
Wow.
Because they didn't I didn't ask them to, but they felt as though they were in trouble. Because I made an obvious lie. Because people aren't, you know, ballsy enough to say, like, hey, take you know, like that seems like a lie. This guy didn't – because Facebook's so entrenched in arguments that this guy didn't want to get the lose-lose scenario where he wins in an argument, he didn't call me out on the obvious bullshit that I don't represent Bobby Flay.
What was he trying to say? That he saw Bobby Flay, he met Bobby Flay?
I don't want to say his thing because I don't want to blow the person up. But
gotcha.
The story just sounded incredulous. And then when I started asking about it, the person started talking about other celebrity stories. So I knew this person was just one of those people that says a thing to say a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you ever lied on Facebook? Well, you just did, actually. You definitely have lied
on
Facebook.
Well, that right there. I don't have Bobby Flay's number. I have Food Network's number. I have Eataly's number. I was going to call Eataly.
I've
never lied on my wall.
I've only lied once on my wall.
But you do a lot of jokes, so I think there's a line to cross.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not I'm not seriously saying anything, really.
You say a lot of things that are fake because it's a joke.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah. What was the actual lie, though?
The actual lie was really early on in my Facebook career. This was like 2012. I was just really bummed out because I wasn't booked on a, you know, I hadn't done a show in like months or whatever, and I just made a fake post like, "Yo, thanks to so and so," and I made up a name, "Thanks to so and so for putting me up. Really appreciate it. Great show tonight." I said that once.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that.
No one commented on. No one liked it. No one. Nothing. But it was harmless. No one called me out either.
Hey, man. Show business is all about subterfuge. I don't feel that's a great move. It
makes
you feel better.
Fake it till you make it, man.
Fake it till you make it. The other thing that happens after this is someone posts on my wall saying, "I'm talking about." We're going to talk about this post next week.
This is why I'm so scared to post on your wall, by the way, because it's like
I'm going to engage in a conversation with you.
It's like throwing a flare into a lion's den.
My political beliefs are right, and if you don't post saying, yeah, you're right too, then that's the end of our – people need to grow their fucking brains.
Why?
That's the issue here.
Okay, can I pose a question to the audience on your episode, Mike?
Sure.
Do we have to – what is the skill that that is arguing? Why do we need that skill? Sure, it's an implementation of common sense, but what if we want to just think outside the box?
You can think outside the box. That's, in fact, I think that the debate, the art of debate, allows people to, you know, like I think people in on Facebook that use Facebook a lot and get in Facebook arguments would be stunned to learn that the best debaters don't believe in the issues they debate. They don't even care. That the best debaters of all time are, you know, when you like learning about debating laws and things like that, and rules, although definitely for nerds. Is interesting philosophically because it brings up this idea that arguing for the other side may help you understand it even better, and that there's no crime in saying out loud that you believe in something different. And I want to be clear here, although I'm praising debate, debate is for nerds. If you do it in school, you're a nerd. I mean, nerds are great. Nerds are great things, but
straw man.
It's not a cool. I'm not saying you're cool.
I love a nice non-debate. Just throw facts out there. Everyone likes everything. We go home happy. No one gets hurt. Sure, it's an eagle.
So this is your version of Facebook. Eagles are 3 feet tall. Boom, I like that. Eagles are great. Go America.
Some eagles are bald,
I've seen an eagle.
Apparently.
Boom. Bald eagles, bang. That's a type of animal. Boom.
Yeah. Just, you know how, just picture John Travolta sauntering down the dance floor and doing pistol fingers to his left and right. That's me on Facebook.
That is you. That is you. Dance move. You like it? Too bad. Moving on. Dance move. You like it? I don't know how much I need to explain that you can't sing copyrighted songs.
I can't even just go with that. I can't even do that.
No, actually, you cannot just sing the whole song. No. No, that's actually one of the rules of I cannot believe you.
No, Fair Use Act.
No, it's not Fair Use. I analyzed it. You just sang the song.
Remixed, I changed the meaning of it.
Also, I want to say this thing about Fair Use. Is that, like, Fair Use is one of those things that, like, I don't want to make this so entertainment-y and make it unrelatable to other people.
I
want to, like,
okay, you know what? Let's not get into that. Let's talk about the comedians that you hate and how they're not funny.
We need to do a whole comedian saga because it's out of hand. Because comedians don't make jokes on the internet and it's ridiculous. But what I'm saying is, like, there are a lot of legal issues that in theory you have the – this is what I want to relate it to – that in theory you have the right to do, but that doesn't mean you won't win. We need, like, a long legal battle. That doesn't mean that you're not going to also get sued at the same time. And then, yes, you have a good chance at winning. But fair use means when you invoke fair use, you are saying pretty much you're talking about a legal defense. Just like when somebody's like, I shot the person in self-defense. It's like, yeah, you shot someone. You still need to go to trial.
I'll go to trial.
No, you because it's my company. I'm the one that ends up having to go to trial.
I'll represent you, dog. I'm the worst debater of all time. I got your back.
I think that when you argue with someone about something, it expands your brain. I think that letting someone say something and it not infuriating you, it makes you smarter. I genuinely believe that.
And I genuinely believe that arguing is a skill you develop after a couple years of marriage. And that's when you learn how to argue.
I'm not saying arguing yet. I'm saying debate. I'm not saying I always get to choose the ice cream place because she always chooses a place that serves... They do good soft serve, but I don't eat soft serve. Do you know what I mean? Like that's arguing, and that's what people on Facebook want. They want to be right. They want this. Like, that's not what I'm not saying. I'm an intellectual, but that's not the model. We need to treat Facebook. I treat Facebook like it's a parlor. Disagree, fine, but make sure you have a drink in your hand and leave merry.
That's fair. I don't think it should be much more serious than that.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be you. Like, the idea that anyone gets upset on Facebook is bonkers.
The fact people get upset about anything, aside from, you know, a tragedy.
Well, I'd agree
life.
With you there, but we can allow people being upset.
I don't know.
No unhappiness, Deepu?
Everyone should be happy. No one should complain. Everyone's fine. Stop being a bitch. Smile.
Yeah, that was the lyric they cut from Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy Now.
Man, you know who would completely agree with neither of us? Bobby Flay. He would say, let's kick everyone's ass.
Let me call him up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
I guess I'll, the mic, boop, boop.
Please,
just let me talk to him.
I need to dial in silence. Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop. Keep it down. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I mean, he is abroad. You got to type in the international code.
I have 20 more numbers, and I just need quiet for the rest of them. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Boop, beep. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Beep, boop.
Hello?
Boop. Deepu, shut up! Beep, boop. Boop, boop, beep. Beep, boop, boop. All right, it's ringing. It's ringing. Okay, he picked it up.
Hello?
Oh, my gosh. Bobby, it's me, Mike.
Mike?
Yeah, Mike, you know me?
Can I get a last name?
No, it's me. It's Mike.
All right. What is this in regards to?
Bobby, as your oldest and dearest friend, I forgot why we called. Oh, should everyone be... Oh, first of all, did you meet this guy on Facebook? You've been following all my comments on Facebook, right?
I mean, I meet a lot of people. I don't know if I know this particular
person.
No, but
I want to make sure. You've been following my comments on Facebook?
I mean, yeah, I love your Facebook.
Yeah, I know. When I talk about you, Bobby, I go, Bobby Flay opens up Facebook and he goes right to activity done by Mike Fallick. That's all he looks at.
Yep.
So you saw I was asking that guy if he met you. Did you meet him?
Yeah. Let me just bread these fish fillets. One second.
Oh, are you breading your? Are you doing your famous breading? Bobby Flay, known for his breading.
I'm known more for
what
my.
What are you
heat,
breading today?
But we gotta get. Come on, get the camera.
Bobby,
on
your
this.
Whole
we
house
got,
is
we got
covered
fresh
in bread.
Flounder.
You gotta cool it.
We got fresh flounder.
Okay, Bobby.
From the fish
Bobby,
market.
I feel like you're talking a lot about cooking and maybe not furthering the bit. So, also losing track of
all
the
right,
voice.
Well,
all right, I'll call you back, Bobby. Wow.
All right.
So
all
I guess
right,
he didn't
you.
Meet that guy. That's crazy.
What a great
that's
guy.
That's crazy.
Huh? What a charming fella.
What a nice guy. Oh, yeah. Another really creepy element of Facebook I learned this week. You can just look at what someone does like on Facebook on other walls and stuff. That's creepy. That's stalkery.
You can see what people do on what?
On other walls. Like you can go, there's a feature where you can just disambiguously search someone's name.
That's
and like
so
see
bad.
Where they've commented and liked. It's so weird.
Oh, I was actually trying to figure out how to do that. How do you do that? You go to their activity?
I'll show you later.
Oh, sweet.
All right, we don't have time for my last point. I'll talk about it next episode. We've got to go right now to
Letters to the Predators.
Stop! You gotta learn.
I'm making it up. I'm making it up.
No, there is a theme song. Just learn it. You're supposed to growl in this segment. That's what you used to do. Great. It's evil Donald Duck. Okay. So, again, we want to issue a retraction here. We're getting our question from Letters to the Predators this week from Lindsay Bauer. Deepu, I'm so ashamed. I've tempted her to change the pronunciation because you got it right. It was gin, not gin. So Lindsay Bauer, gin. Please change the pronunciation so that I'm right, Lindsay, please. Who deactivated in between the time that she said we could talk about it on the show and the show going up, which is crazy.
Wow. She left Facebook.
I'm going to try and get her to talk about it, but like she said she was too much time on it. There's a mode where you can deactivate Facebook and still talk to people, which I guess is the methadone version of quitting Facebook. When asked by Lindsay Bauer Ginn what she doesn't like about Facebook, she said mostly Facebook warriors, people who sit behind a screen and post everything they can find about whatever social injustice, parentheses, more than likely they've never experienced. And never actively do anything about, as if to say, I'm paraphrasing there, look at me, I care about this thing, I'm such a good person because look, I care. Now, I will say this. This comes full circle. Deepu gave an answer last week that he doesn't like these people, kind of in the same camp. Mm-hmm. Letters to the Predators, we give opinions on weird stuff people do on Facebook. But I will say this. Call people out on it. I will say that I had a friend who is still a good friend of mine, by the way, you won't lose friends, not just a Facebook friend, he's still a very good friend of mine, who said something about some political issue and something about doing something, and I said, do something. On his page, I said, why don't you go do something? Like, you write these things all the time. Like, if this is really, like, affecting you in the language you're using, like, this organization needs plenty of people to go work for it. Just go quit your job and go, like, they'll definitely pay you. Like, go do that. Go fix that if you're going to talk in this extreme way. And because this person was a reasonable person, they were like, yeah, you're right. I don't really do that much. I should do more. Like, I think that this having a problem with this is one thing. But, like, if someone feels so strongly about it, telling them that they're not just – you don't have to tell someone they're wrong or say something accusatorily. Be like, okay, and what are you doing? And how are you fixing it? You know, why are you feeling this way?
Yeah, you could, like, kindly post a link to a charity that someone could just sign up for.
Right. Any number of things other than making people feel like those homeless people that walk around saying the end is nigh and we ignore them. I mean, people are talking about things they really care about. But if you're just going to let them sit there and be like, oh, I'm so angry about this. Like, they just look like – you make people look like nut jobs by not addressing them. You know what I mean?
That's an interesting point. People should respond more to people that are, they, you know, I don't know, there's like a stigma that out there when, like, with certain people, they just don't get a lot of responses. But but because not because people are seeing it, not seeing it. It's because people are just choosing not to say anything.
It's a culture of unengageableness.
Like, and it's almost like people are playing upon that expectation. Also, people are playing to that expectation. Like,
you
yeah,
mean like that sort of say something kind of attitude? Like, what? Say something? Huh?
Yes, I do that.
Come at me. But why? You're gonna feel crazier when no one responds to you.
Yeah, I had to send an apology to someone unprovoked yesterday. So, I'm learning.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That is juicy. We're towards the end of the episode. We don't have enough time to talk about that.
I'll save it for next week.
Yeah. All right. Deepu, I want to say one last thing.
Oh yeah, what's that? My great friend Mike.
You my great friend. I've asked you to stop saying that on the air. We're colleagues. I don't want people getting the wrong idea. Deepu, I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
And that's this: is that not only can you go to hell, not only can you travel there on the back of a giant eagle, another Lord of the Rings reference you don't get, but I'll tell you this: if I don't see an eagle in the next 2 months. That's a long time to see an eagle. Let me just say, I'm giving a lot. I will get rid of. I will put all the turkeys that I find in your apartment to teach you what a magnificent bird it is.
That'd be a great video bonus.
it's just a half an hour of you waking up to turkeys. oh my God!
And I have one thing to tell you, Mike.
What is that?
On Apollo 11's rear shaft, there was a shaft back there, right? Under that shaft,
there's shafts back there.
There's one particular panel that if you lift it and you turn the red switch counterclockwise, you will see a series of Pan-Asian alphanumeric characters display, right? Mm-hmm. You write those down. You find what each letter means, right? And you find out the cipher. You kind of translate it. You get like a rough translation, and then you will realize that backwards, it says, "Go to hell."
You go to hell. Hey. You like sports? You like talking about sports? You like predicting things in sports? Well, join FireFan. It's an app for your phone. Use our promo code HALEY and you can support the show, and you'll get some free coins on FireFan. The Super Bowl's coming up, and it's better than most of the bowls, and it's certainly the only super of all of the sports events. Think about it.